Good evening. This is Bob Green, viewing the news from Hollywood. The Lion of Kashmir has been uncaged after 4.5 years in prison, and this seems to spell trouble for India. Sheikh Abdullah, the giant former premier of disputed Kashmir, was arrested August 9, 1953, by his deputy premier Bakshi Mohammed and never given a trial. He has now been given an unconditional release from house arrest and has emerged with a bitterness toward India and against Bakshi. He has demanded a plebiscite in Kashmir, as has the United Nations, to decide whether the state wants to belong to India, Pakistan, or be independent. Kashmir is inhabited mostly by Muslims, but when India and Pakistan became free from British rule, the Hindu rulers of the state elected to accede to India. Pakistani regulars and irregulars and Indian troops flowed into the state and still maintain uneasy truce lines. The 6'7" Sheikh Abdullah was regarded as a firm friend of India in the early years when the issue was being fought over in the United Nations. Then one midnight he was arrested, reputedly against the wishes of Indian Prime Minister Nehru, on a charge of anti-Indian policies. He was said to be trying to establish an independent Kashmir with the connivance of foreign powers. But he was never allowed to clear his name through trial, and his release early this month was said to have been effected through persistent efforts of Nehru. Now the Lion of Kashmir, who has many devoted followers, is ranging Kashmir to preach hatred of India, Bakshi, and all Hindus. Dr. Frank Graham, UN representative in the Indian-Pakistani dispute over Kashmir, at the moment is in Karachi after visiting New Delhi to talk to Indian leaders. He says he has no plans to meet Sheikh Abdullah and is undecided whether to visit Kashmir again. Admittedly, this might be too explosive a moment to visit the state. The United Nations adopted a resolution for a free and impartial plebiscite for the princely state, which is 77% Muslim. But despite this, India incorporated on January 26, 1957, that part of the state its troops hold. The pro-Indian regime that Sheikh Abdullah once headed also adopted a constitution specifically barring any attempt to alter the Indian status of Kashmir. Bakshi has warned Abdullah and his followers to refrain from attacking the constitution or face the consequences. The danger is that Abdullah may set Muslims against Hindus in another bloodbath. However highly Nehru regards Abdullah, he will not tolerate that prospect. So it's possible that Abdullah might be arrested again. Despite a broken arm from a fall on ice, Dean Acheson is still ready to take on any and all opponents in the arena of world affairs. The distinguished-looking statesman may be relegated now to a role as senior advisor on foreign policy to the Democratic Party, but he fires up when critics attack principles he established in his 4 years as U.S. Secretary of State. In discussing a recent proposal for getting along with Russia by pulling out of Central Europe, Acheson declared, "It seems to me we used to call it isolationism, and I'm against it." Though the former top U.S. diplomat sometimes agrees with his successor, John Foster Dulles, he takes pains not to admit it. Recently he said, "I'm never quite sure of what Mr. Dulles is saying because every time he speaks, he says a different thing." He received his A.B. from Yale in 1915, then crossed over to rival Harvard for his law degree. After World War I, he served 2 years as private secretary to Supreme Court Justice Louis Brandeis. In 1933, he left his law firm to become Undersecretary of the Treasury. Acheson went back to his law offices late the same year. He accepted appointment by President Roosevelt as Assistant Secretary of State in 1941. He served as Secretary of State under President Truman from 1949 to 53. Acheson and his former boss, Mr. Truman, remain figures of keen controversy for actions they took, but have seldom come under attack for omitted action. That's today's view of the news. This is Bob Green speaking from Hollywood. I'll be back tomorrow evening at this same time. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.